Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Davey Norris, director of the Enterprise Center in Ruston, and Marie Bukowski, on the faculty staff of Louisiana Tech University in the School of Art. Thank you for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Davey, bring us up to date. Enterprise Center over in Ruston, a lot of great things going on, including an exhibit that Marie has put together that will have the opening coming up this Friday. But what's been going on?
The Enterprise Center, we're a business incubator, a business development center, kind of a center of the creative economy in North Louisiana. And a big part of that are the art activities that we try to support, largely actually through a grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration pays for a lot of those art activities that we do. But we have a full calendar of exhibits. We have our early youth arts education program. We have an arts speaker series, art entrepreneurship speaker series. So we try to blend a lot of these creative, innovative activities, technology, entrepreneurship, the arts at the Enterprise Center, and try to do it in ways that are beneficial to the community and to the region as a whole. And this first exhibit with Marie just fits right into that overall focus that we have.
It's a fellowship fund that's been, newly created, or at least the first time that it's going to be used through the exhibit. Can you share with us a little bit of background on that?
The fellowship that funded Marie's work that we're exhibiting this Friday came from the College of Engineering and Sciences. They created a program where they want to bring in outside faculty, faculty outside of the College of Engineering and Science to interact with their researchers, with their teachers, with their work in general, and develop work that's sort of an integration of different disciplines. And this first fellowship that they funded this year was for Marie Bukowski from the art faculty.
Marie, what can you tell us about the show? Of course, it's named Sensing Terrains. Give us some background on the upcoming show.
Well, it's based primarily on the research that was happening at the Institute for Micromanufacturing. So the work itself includes images that are scanning electron micrographs and data from lab notebooks. It combines that kind of information in a larger scale. So that the research that they did was taken out of context, put in a newer context. And so basically I've created these newer hybrid landscapes that viewers can interact with and try to figure out the space.
A lot of creative ideas going on. My goodness, you said I guess originally about 100, which you have 23 pieces coming up in the exhibit.
Correct.
That's a lot of ideas and a lot of creativeness on your part to kind of marry these two together.
There were a lot of things happening. There were a number of researchers that I collaborated with. And so I really tried to take advantage of the time that I had there. I had a six-month fellowship. So I really tried to take advantage of the time that I had there, take advantage of their resources. So I really wanted to maximize what I could do with them. So I created this series of 100 pieces, 23 of which will be on exhibition at the Enterprise Center. I also made a piece of artwork specifically for the Institute for Micromanufacturing. That's a 200-foot installation piece as well.
What were some of your expectations going into this as far as bringing these two areas together?
It was really, I've always had an interest in math, so it really wasn't a stretch for me to pursue this fellowship and do this kind of work. But really what I wanted to do, since they're doing groundbreaking research at the Institute, I really wanted to do something. They're doing new and innovative things, so I wanted to try and do new and innovative things with my work as well, mm-hmm. to use newer technologies, newer ideas that aren't necessarily used that commonly through art. So I tried to incorporate some of this newer technology into actually making the artwork as well. That seemed to make sense with what they were doing to also incorporate that into the work.
What kind of process did you go through? Because I know you talk about, you know, some of the newer technology, and you actually have used research that you have done, and I'm sure, you know, the Institute has put together mm-hmm. in creating these pieces. So tell me about that process, how you came about with the ideas to translate from the research you have into newer trends in technology?
I wanted to stay true to traditional materials, so that was very important to me. And then, but finding the newer technology to be able to work with these materials was the challenge. So I used things like a laser cutter and burned into wood. I used solar plates and burned images into those and transferred those to paper. So things that are just now coming about and things that people are now just becoming aware of in the arts were things that I tried to use.
Davey, reception coming up this Friday evening with the opening, correct?
This Friday at the Enterprise Center at 509 West Alabama from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that is free and open to the public. Expect to have a big crowd there, a lot of different kind of folks.
Marie, you're also going to be presenting a lecture during the run of the exhibit.
Correct. On October 6th, that evening at 7 p.m. I'll be doing a talk a little bit about the work that has led up to this, and then I'll be talking primarily on the work that is in the Enterprise Center. And so we open that up primarily to students, but anybody is welcome to come to that. And so it's geared towards our students and talking about entrepreneurship as well as with being an artist. Finding funding to be able to supplement your work and pursue your work that way.
Well, Davey, with the run of the exhibit, that is open to the public during its run through October 14th?
Through October 14th, and then we'll be getting ready for our next exhibit, which is going to have an architectural focus to it. So we have a lot of variety in this upcoming year.
The hours that you'll be open, of course, 6 to 8 this Friday with the opening, and then the regular one.
We're open regular business hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. But if you need a special visit, we can try to arrange that for you.
And a phone number or website?
Website is LouisianaTechEnterpriseCenter.com, and the phone number is 318-257-3890.
Good enough. David Norris and Marie Bukowski. Looking forward to the Sensing Terrains exhibit coming up at the Enterprise Center. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.